Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Hi, I'm Dave Smith with Illinois Family Action. Thanks for joining us. I'm here with Pastor Pat McManus, Illinois Director for Watchmen on the Wall, which is Family Research Council's project to what?
To educate pastors to come together to be a part, to be able to stand, to pray, to partner, and to preach what the scripture has to offer to get people to participate and to be able to have a biblical worldview to change the culture and climate which we're in.
That's very important, and we just finished a prayer gathering here in Springfield today. We had multiple pastors from around the state. We need to build on that. We need to reach more pastors because this is primarily a spiritual battle that we're in. Right, Pastor?
Yes. If the pastors don't really come together and partner together, it doesn't matter what denomination you're part of. It doesn't matter what affiliation or what traditions or doctrine you have. The key things is the foundation is the biblical principles of who Jesus is, that if you can believe in who Christ is and he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we can come together and partner together to see the kingdom of God advance.
Right, and at the center of this is truth.
Right.
Right? The forces against truth are out there. You see what they were doing at the Kavanaugh hearing, right? Screaming and hollering. They weren't engaging intellectually. No. They were trying to throw chaos into the middle of it. And then you've got people like Ben Shapiro and Dinesh D'Souza, they're calling them racists. And then you have the far left who are saying, well, biology is no longer a science. We're going to just say you can be whatever gender you want to be. A fetus is not a human being, right? It's a woman's choice to kill her human fetus, right? Truth is at the center of all this.
Right. Truth is what it is. Truth, and people don't like truth. The reality of it is, in Psalm 85, it talks about where truth springs up out of the earth and righteousness looks down from heaven. If we're really wanting to see truth, the church has to begin to start speaking truth, to see true righteousness come in. And then the word says, if you go on and look at it, it says, then increase will come from the presence of the Lord.
That's right.
When we learn to understand where truth is released, true light, righteousness and holiness and a right standing begins to truly permeate to cause change within our nation.
Yeah, Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and don't sell it. And our culture is selling it pretty quickly.
Not really embracing any truth whatsoever. No. It's truth is what you believe in. And we're not willing to change the Constitution for emotional instability. So we want to make sure that we have truth begin to start being prevailed. So if you change the Constitution for your emotional things, is that going to, that trumps then somebody else's emotional thing? So who wins? The reality of it is there's no winner in changing something that relies upon emotion, but truth is what really needs to
prevail.
Yeah,
it'll be flipping, flopping back and forth every other year. You know, the Great Commission, by the way, says that we are to teach all people to observe what God has commanded us.
Right.
And so we want to encourage pastors to start teaching a biblical worldview on all the issues from the sanctity of life to the reality of marriage, right? God defined marriage as, biology, the origins of the earth,
right?
Not Darwin's Big Bang,
right?
So we want to encourage pastors. What would you say to pastors about the importance of a worldview, biblical worldview?
Well, let me do it this way. You're not alone. If you think you're alone, you're lying to yourself, because there's more out there that truly have a desire and a passion to see true biblical principles brought into our society. Even though there are congregations that are looking for pastors that will truly speak forth what truth is for the purpose of bringing change. But there's a principle that God wants us to honor and value. If we truly are saying we honor and love God, we'll teach his word, we'll express his word, we'll demonstrate his word, we'll reveal his word for the purpose of bringing hope, help, and holiness within the lives of and the hearts of people. So you're never alone when you're doing this. God's always by your side. There are others that are willing to partner together. You're never standing alone to fight the social issues of the day, but God is looking for those that are willing to take a stand, to truly be a voice, to truly be a representative of all that he is, to begin to see the culture and truly the society trains into truly what God wants to see done.
And the centrality of prayer. That's why we were here today.
Yes.
We need to pray fervently.
Right. Prayer is the key. Without prayer, nothing happens. Without prayer, nothing changes. Without prayer, if you really want to think about it, we looked at the prophetic word of even Elijah. He went to go pray. He went to go pray, and his little servant guy came back and said, there's nothing happening. He said, go look again. There's another part of prayer. He said, go look again. He said, he got on his knees and began to pray. He said, go look again. There's a momentum that God begins to release within the church when prayer is established within the hearts, and we come together with a unified voice and truly see the fullness of God manifest through what? Prayer. You know, there was different people from different walks, different denominations would hear, but the key element with everything was, what is God saying? What is God doing? And what does he want to do?
That's
and
right.
We can get
That's
behind
right.
the concepts of that. We can get behind the purpose of that to see the fullness of God manifest in it.
Amen.
Through prayer, through the desires of the heart of people to see the fullness of God be released.
And after we pray, act.
Yes.
Act. Vote.
Vote.
The importance of voting.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. If you don't know who you're voting for, then how come you just vote? Because someone else said. The reality of it is, if you vote for someone who doesn't represent godly principles, you agree with what they stand for.
That's right.
If you're going to vote for somebody, and when whoever you vote for, if you vote for them and they don't have a biblical worldview, they don't have a biblical concept, they don't honor God, you're voting for whatever they value. And the key things is understand who to vote for, how to vote, and the way to vote, and stand with the principles of what God said.
And a good way to do that is to get the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide. You can get that at illinoisfamily.org, or you can call the IFI office and get a bunch of voter guides that'll help you to find those candidates who are wise, who are God-fearing, who are honest, and who share your principles on traditional family values. Again, that's illinoisfamily.org, or call the office, 708-781-9328. All right. So, Pastor Pat, many pastors do have a heart for these issues, but they don't have the support of their congregations. They need godly men to step up and to uphold their arms. What would you say to them?
They believe, or they perceive, that they don't have a congregation to support them.
Okay.
They're looking for direction.
Yeah.
If with all due respect,
the shepherd
they're looking
needs
for
the shepherd.
Them to lead.
Yeah.
And if they're not willing to lead, it's the reason why we have the issue. The reality of it is the congregations are wanting to know, where do you stand? How do we stand? How do we deal with what that's really the society, the confrontations that are going on? Give us the insight. Give us the wisdom. Give us the revelation. Because without somebody giving them the information, they're starved for revelation.
That's right.
And they don't have the opportunities to be demonstrators of really the values of the kingdom. So pastors, I will tell you, they really want to know truth. They really do. If someone says they don't want it because they're afraid of what might happen to their job, or they might happen to their something in different places, I will tell you this. Without question, when you honor God, God stands behind you.
That's right.
When you honor the Father for whatever he has, you get what God begins to protect you. So I will encourage you to stand for the principles of what God says. Defend the fullness of God and see what God's about to do in your
Amen.
Life.
Amen. You know, I keep going back to this idea that the second great commandment that was Jesus told his followers, and it's in his word, is next to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is to love your neighbor as yourself. What we do in the voting booth is going to affect our neighbors, isn't
it? Right.
And so respond to that, Pastor.
Whatever, in any capacity whatsoever, if we don't really value the principles of the kingdom of God with an ungodly system or structure put in place, it says when righteousness rule, the people have peace. So there's happiness, there's joy. When wickedness are in, there's heaviness, there's weightiness. Because there's so much of a wishy-washy because they're more concerned about emotion than they are truly the stability of society or the values of society. The reason why we have such instability is because of the instability of true leaders. Because they're more worried about what their financial gain is or what their perspective is on positions and power instead of really worrying about or be concerned about to bring stability within a nation
Amen.
Or within a culture. So we need to be very value-focused, which truly brings peace and true order within society. Because if we're always going to base everything off everybody's emotions, emotions will never bring stability. We need to make sure that there's a means of stability for everyone to have true peace.
Amen. Well, you know, since the middle of July, when Anthony Kennedy decided to retire and step down from the United States Supreme Court, our country has been embroiled in this huge controversy of who's going to replace him. And of course, we know Brett Kavanaugh was President Trump's nominee, and things have gone kind of haywire. It kind of underscores the importance of the United States Senate election this November, right? Because right now, the Republicans have a bare minimum majority, and they have an opportunity to pick up a few more seats. Inevitably, I think that Donald Trump is going to have a lot more judicial appointments, including maybe even a few, at least one, maybe two, Supreme Court picks. How important is it to be praying for the good candidates and maybe even praying against those who need to be defeated?
Elections matter.
Yeah.
Without question. Elections matter. And if we never really understand the outcome of the judiciary or the Supreme Court structure, we're missing everything. If we're just looking at our wallets instead of looking at the overall picture of our society. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is this society that you want your grandchildren to live in?
No.
As a Christian, do you want your grandchildren? What would it look like if we had so much of a liberal where the religious or the freedoms of speech that we hold dear today is being challenged? What would happen if that went away?
I don't want the birth certificates of my grandchildren to have 52 choices on gender.
Right. So it's kind of like this. If elections matter. So whether you look at Judge Kavanaugh, they're picking him apart for pettiness that they would not even embrace on their own.
That's right.
When they talked about Judge Kagan had the same concepts. So when we learn to understand that they're picking apart so much of a petty thing that they pushed under the table for Bill Clinton, we need to learn to understand that they can't have it both ways. They have to abide by their own laws and rules. They have to begin to start seeing what truly is valuable for the purpose of bringing stability in a nation.
That's right.
So you look at the elections. It's very critical that we maintain the conservative base, maintain the fullness or the stability for the purpose of being able to put righteous, constitutionally based judges on the Supreme Court. Not one that legislate their own political agenda, but one that truly follows the principles of our Constitution, which is the stability of our nation.
That's it. That's right. So in these hearings, the left was really unhinged, right?
Right.
Do you think the average Joe in America saw that and said, these guys are just, they've lost it?
I think some people, political parties, think that the American people are just ignorant. The reality of it is I think the people have more common sense than what they
They're
give people credit for.
Yeah.
They have more of an understanding. And I think this show or the showmanship that they wanted to bring a circus within a system truly displays their inability to be able to talk about issues. Let me do it this way, and I'll just say it like this. I really believe that they never had a real understanding of what true leadership looks like because we've missed over the last so many years.
Yeah.
Now they're finding what true leadership looks like, and they're having a hard time because they're selfish, self-centered, and egotistical, and they don't embrace the fullness of what God has.
I don't think they're used to being opposed and pushed back.
Right.
You know, Republicans haven't fought back in such a long time,
right.
And it's like they don't know what to do. All right, you're listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. We're going to take a break right here, and we'll be back in one moment with our friend Pastor Pat McManus.
Well, Planned Parenthood has a new president. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. The nation's premier abortion provider announced last week that its new president, Leanna Wynn, is qualified because she's both a doctor and a mother. Well, as Ed Stetzer remarked on Breakpoint this week, as a doctor, the oath that she took should give her pause about leading an organization that terminates the lives of more than 300,000 babies a year. And as a mother, she certainly knows how precious life is. Unfortunately, according to Planned Parenthood, human value solely depends on whether the child is wanted or not. Planned Parenthood's last president was a political figure. Hiring a doctor to the top post shows just how much they want to claim legitimacy as a medical organization. So much so that they just continue to lie about how much of an abortion business they really are. Even so, we should pray for Dr. Wynn. We should pray that Christ would transform her heart and that he would stop her work. With God, nothing is impossible. For more on faith and culture, come to breakpoint.org. I'm John Stone Street.
This is an important election, and the Illinois Family Institute's nonpartisan voter guide is a reliable way to find out where the candidates stand on life, taxes, and much more.
You want to be an informed voter, and the best way to do that is with the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide.
IFI's David Smith.
The Voter Guide is free. Hand them out to your family, friends.
For copies of the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide, call 708-781-9328.
Get informed about the candidates. Get yourself a copy of the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide.
Call 708-781-9328 for the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide. 708-781-9328. Or visit IllinoisFamily.org for an online version.
All right, welcome back to Illinois Family Spotlight. Today we are talking to Pastor Pat McManus from Aurora. He is with Watchmen on the Wall, which is a Family Research Council project trying to get pastors across this state and nation activated and educated on the issues. And boy, we need them. We need these leaders, these shepherds on the front line helping to guide their flocks, especially when it comes to an election. Right. I have to tell you this quick story, Pastor. A few years ago, and I'll omit the names to protect the innocent, but I was at a mega church in the western suburbs, and I was talking to the pastor, got an audience with him, and this was like 2 months before an election, and I just asked him, I said, Pastor, would you mind just before your sermon or somewhere in when your presentation, just remind people that there's an election coming up and they have a duty, a civic duty and a godly duty to go vote. That's it. That's all I want you to do is to remind them to go vote. You know what his response to me was? Oh, there's an election coming up? Yeah, so it's important. Listen, I don't want to make fun of this pastor. He's, like I said, probably swamped with ministry and doesn't get to look at the newspaper very often or that kind of stuff. So that's why it's so important that we have ministries, parachurch ministries coming alongside saying, hey, pastor, this is coming up. This needs your attention. And I was only asking for maybe 8 seconds of his time, you know, on a Sunday morning just to let his people know, because I know for a fact that pastor's word to their flock, they hear their voice and they respond.
Right. It's important that we truly educate people. It's important that we truly provide opportunities for people to see that there's something beyond themselves that they need to be involved with. I really believe that there's opportunities that the congregations are looking for information,
yes,
for insight, for strategies, for not just for their own personal thing, but they want to help educate the other people that are around them. And if I can put a plug in for Family Research Council, there's a tool that's available through the FRC.org. If you go online and look at it, it's called the Culture Impact Team or Ministry Stuff, and it brings you into a place to help promote, educate, activate and charge people to get involved with the cultural stuff that needs to go on. The pastor doesn't have to do it. Let the people take charge of it. And it's really about educating the people to really help them understand what the values that are up there, what the issues are being put on, to partner with the policy, the Illinois Family Institute. It's a teaming together of the values to where we begin to start working together to see the culture educated, trained, and equipped so they can be effective
and
to bring change.
And this is within the church, right?
Right.
So this is called the Culture Impact Team.
Yeah.
And it's a packet that you can get, and you can organize like a committee in your church that would be able to head this up, right?
Yes, exactly. The pastor doesn't even have to have anything to do with it. He can find somebody that has a desire and a passion and let them run and roll with it.
And then that way they're responding to things that are happening in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Right? And that's FRC.org for Family Research Council.
Yes.
FRC.org. And then, so that's Washington, D.C. stuff.
Right.
And they can go to IllinoisFamily.org to get stuff what's going on in the state of Illinois.
Exactly. And that's a tremendous way for the two organizations
to
partner together to see the purposes of God begin to be fulfilled in the earth.
That's right. So that's FRC.org, and they're looking for the Culture Impact Team packet.
Yes. Okay. The manual. There's a manual that's available. All you have to do is ask for it, and they'll receive one.
Yeah, and it's really professionally done. It's so good. It's pretty easy to follow
right.
the instructions.
Pretty easy to follow.
So,
exactly.
And then go to IllinoisFamily.org to sign up for email alerts, and you know they'll come as they're needed.
Right. Amen.
All right. So, Pastor Pat, if someone's listening to this podcast and they want to know, how do I encourage my pastor, how do I support him in his ministry and get him involved in these kind of things, what would you say to the congregation member?
Well, that's a challenge. I think the person that is wanting to help partner and wanting to help bring the family values, the values within. And the pastor is one that's wanting to, he's kind of how do I, put things in place. The biggest thing is say, I'll take it on. I'll be one that will stand and help. I'll support. I'll be one to stand alongside.
So in other words, you're saying that you're telling the pastor, I don't want to put some more on your plate. I'll do this, but I need your blessing as the shepherd.
I need your support to say, go for it and begin to walk with it. And when the congregation begins to start partnering together, you're able to see the purposes of the results that need to happen, because now the pastor needs to maintain the things with the church and understand, I get all that. But the reality of it is you need help from the congregation, someone who has a passion desire to see the biblical values in partnering with the Illinois Family Institute or the FRC and putting these things together where you can be a resource for the congregation to have information to begin to move forward. Whether it's the voter guys that come in from the Illinois Family Institute, the voter guys, the pastor, how do I hand these out? Somebody from the congregation says, I can take that. I can be responsible
That's
for
right.
that
That's
and begin
right.
to partner with the purpose and being able to move forward.
That's beautiful. So, Pat, how would people get a hold of you and Watchmen on the Wall?
They can get a hold of me through our website is Kingdom KIC Ministries or Kingdom Impact Center in Aurora, and then all the information is available there for you. And then if you have questions concerning the FRC, give me a call, or you can contact the FRC in Washington, D.C. It's frc.org, and you can get all the information that's available there.
Yeah, and we're so appreciative of our working relationship that we have with the FRC and Watchmen on the Wall. We're hoping to do more prayer meetings at the state capitol as we go forward. We've done two years in a row, and we hope to add some more to that. We cannot overemphasize the need for
right.
prayer,
right?
Right? Scripture says the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, and of course, as Christians, we say Jesus is our righteousness,
right.
So we can do that. So, Pat, you mentioned the phone number. What number is that they should call?
630-966-0724. Call the church office, leave a message, and someone will get back
to you. All right, say it one more time.
630-966-0724.
All right, well, that should do it for this edition of Illinois Family Spotlight. Thanks for listening, and God bless the rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.